When they say prove it, prove that God is, I want proof, I have come to the conclusion that most who demand proof aren't interested in proof at all. They feel relatively confident that proving God can't be done, therefore it's to every man as he thinketh. The demand for proof is simply the shroud behind which he hides his sins. A minister was interviewing some of evolution's finest when he asked these individuals that if he could prove beyond any reasonable doubt that the God of the Bible is the God of all, would they repent of their sins and follow Jesus Christ? Nearly all answered no. Years ago, I was asked by a believer to convince a particular gainsayer of Christ. I said I would, providing that the unbeliever would agree that if certain proof was established, he would turn from his sins to serve the risen Savior. He said, no. What would be the reason for this common response? Jesus answers clearly in John 3:19-21, and this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For every one that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. This is God Said, Man Said, feature 675, that will once again prove the God of the Bible, the God of all. Dear reader, are you born again? Are you ready to cast off the sins and bondages that so easily beset you? Are you ready to find the new and living way? Jesus Christ is that way, and His hand of hope is extended to you this day. Click on the Further with Jesus for childlike instructions and immediate entry into the kingdom of God. Embrace the truth. Now for today's subject. God said, John 10:10, the thief cometh not but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. God said, Proverbs 11:19, as righteousness tendeth to life, so he that pursueth evil pursueth it to his own death. God said, Hebrews 10:24-25, and let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as ye see the day approaching. Man said, who needs church? They just want your money. I'll worship in the woods. Now the record. Proof is in the performance. Those sincerely searching for proof need look no further than the performance, the functional, workable benefits of serving the Jesus Christ of Holy Writ. The marvelous benefits of serving Jesus Christ cannot be fully enumerated, not even close. The goodness of God is so gloriously vast and it never ends. Feature after God Said, Man Said feature continues to count the ways. When man's science digs deep, when man's science peers into the visible and invisible, when his research is published, God's children of faith are already there with their banners unfurled. Hundreds of features on this website directly address the everyday working benefits of following the instructions of God's Word. On January 9, 2014, the UK Daily Mail reported on new research that reaffirmed science's previous discoveries regarding the powerful benefits of Christianity. Several foundational paragraphs from previous God Said, Man Said features follow. God Said, Man Said feature, the amazing Word of God, updates, circumcision, pigs, church, breastfeeding. The following sentences are from the November 26, 2008 article, Religion May Help Extend Your Life, published by Health Day. The study participants came from the Large Women's Health Initiative Observational Study and included nearly 95,000 women from all over the United States. The women were all between 50 and 79 years old at the start of the study. When the researchers adjusted the data to account for the physical health, age, ethnicity, income, education, social support, important life events, and life satisfaction, they found that weekly religious service attendance was responsible for a 20% reduction in the risk of death. Dr. Harold G. Koenig, founder and co-director of the Center for Spirituality, Theology, and Health at Duke University Medical Center, called the new research a very well-done study that provides good, well-controlled evidence that religious attendance is related to lower mortality. And they, the researchers, show it's not just the social factor, it's not just the behavioral factors, and it's not just that some people might be too sick to be able to go to church. The researchers controlled well for these, though they still didn't explain it all at the end, said Koenig, end of quotes. God said, man said feature, more life-enhancing information pours in. On the subject of prayer, Philippians 4, 6, and 7 reads, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Note that the prayer of faith generates peace. The prayer of faith shifts the load of stress and anxiety to the capable hands of Jesus Christ. Our Lord said in Matthew 11, 28 and 29, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. Remember, the prayer of faith shifts stress, which is one of prayer's supernatural benefits. Stress is truly a giant of destruction. Stress is complicit in regard to heart disease, high blood pressure, weight gain, digestive disorders, peptic ulcers, ulcerative colitis, insomnia, headaches, migraine, headaches, and more. Stress is also known to damage the immune system, which makes one susceptible to a myriad of other maladies and premature death. Prayer shifts stress and brings peace to the troubled. Concerning prayer, Dr. Dale Matthews of Georgetown University, author of The Faith Factor, reports that 75% of all research on studies of spirituality has confirmed health benefits. He said, if prayer were available in pill form, no pharmacy could stock enough of it, end of quote. The following excerpts are from a March 2003 article in Parade magazine titled, Why Prayer Could Be Good Medicine. According to University of Miami research, AIDS patients who became long-term survivors, were more likely to be those involved in religious practices and engaged in volunteer work. In studies at several medical centers, prayers and faith have been shown to speed recovery from depression, alcoholism, hip surgery, drug addiction, stroke, rheumatoid arthritis, heart attacks, and bypass surgery, end of quote. Dr. Dosi, a medical internist, authored Healing Words and Prayer is Good Medicine. In his book, he states, I decided that not using prayer on behalf of my patients was the equivalent of withholding a needed medication or surgical procedure, end of quote. God said, man said feature, the power of going to church. Many marvelous things happen in a church where the word of God is honored. In the house of God, a believer is instructed in righteousness and is ministered to in a myriad of ways. It is a place of community and powerful support. God's house is the ultimate place for answers, vision, and encouragement. When Jesus Christ resurrected from Abraham's bosom, he gave gifts unto men for the perfecting of the saints. The gifts he gave are gifts of ministry, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. The primary setting for these ministry gifts to operate in is the formal church setting. The benefits of congregating in God's house are more than I could number. Hundreds of studies have been and are presently being conducted to ascertain whether there is any connection between religious faith and health. Some of the results are shocking to the unbelieving world. In 1999, the results of a study conducted by the University of Texas was published. 22,000 people were followed over a 9-year period. Those who attend the church or synagogue more than once a week lived an average of 8 years longer than those who didn't. Let me say it in another way. Those who attend the church more than once a week live 2,920 days, or 11% longer than those who didn't. A Yale study reported that churchgoers were less likely to become physically disabled. In a syndicated article released by Knight Rider newspaper, it was recorded, several studies concluded that people who attended religious services regularly are hospitalized less often and have stronger immune systems than people who rarely or never attend, end of quote. A 1995 Spokane, Washington study of 232 heart patients found that those who described themselves as deeply religious were more likely to be alive 6 months after surgery than those who were not. Harvard's Mind-Body Institute found that those who prayed regularly were able to reduce blood pressure and ease symptoms of chronic pain and illness. Again, the Knight Rider article cites a 1996 poll of family doctors and found that 99% believe spiritual practices and prayer can be helpful in medicine treatment, end of quote. The headline from the January 9, 2014 Mail Online reads, "Religious people take fewer sick days and are less anxious because spirituality offers a buffer against the strains of modern life." The subhead reads, "People who are religious are less likely to be stressed at work. They are also less likely to be depressed or exhausted. They are more likely to feel that their life has meaning." The entire release follows. "People who are religious are healthier and take fewer sick days, new research suggests. They are also less stressed and anxious at work," the researchers found. Experts believe this could be because spirituality offers a buffer against strains of modern life. A psychologist at the Health and Safety Laboratory in Stockport found that the more religious a person is, the less likely they are to suffer from anxiety, depression, or exhaustion. Dr. Roxane Gervais also discovered that employees who are religious feel their lives have more meaning than those who are not. Dr. Gervais studied workers in a bid to discover how happy they are in their home and working lives. She found that those who attended religious services feel more content within themselves and that they feel connected to a higher being. Dr. Gervais told the Telegraph, "As the pace of work and life accelerates, people long for meaning, and the younger generation in particular is looking for more than just a big paycheck at the end of the month. My research shows that religiosity in the workplace may act as a resource, making people more resilient to cope with the many challenges of working life. Such personal beliefs could be very helpful, not only for employees, but also for employers, providing people with a buffer zone. As a result," she says, "employers should be encouraged to be understanding and supportive of their employees' beliefs." Dr. Gervais' findings were to be presented at the annual conference of the British Psychological Society's Division of Occupational Psychology in Brighton. The research comes just after it was revealed that people who have a spiritual side have a thicker section of brain tissue than those who do not. The research from Columbia University also suggested that this thickening of the brain's cortex could help to stave off depression. The study authors believe this could suggest being religious changes the structure of the brain in a way which reduces depression risk, end of quote. When the God who has created all gives commandments to his creatures, the wise ones stand up and pay attention. Those who disregard always reap what they sow, always. God said, John 10:10, "The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly." God said, Proverbs 11:19, "As righteousness tendeth to life, so he that pursueth evil pursueth it to his own death." God said, Hebrews 10:24 and 25, "And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more, as ye see the day approaching." Man said, "Who needs church? They just want your money. I'll worship in the woods." Now you have the record.